Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
You just made the list coming your way here. Don't forget, pick six is coming up in the next hour. And remember, Silly Underdog Picks is going on as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on. And the weekly winner in both today's You Just Made the List and this week's Silly Underdogs is a gift card from Party Foul.
Very nice.
So a little combining of some of our promotions here, but we've got all kinds of stuff going on. Just a couple more details on the Kyle Turris signing. The Oilers, they waited. They didn't make a deal for him. They waited for him to hit the free agency, and they signed him to a two-year, $1.65 million per contract. So not a one-year deal. So they go with sort of a double Scotty Hartnell type of move.
Yep.
Where they sign him for 2 years, and of course he gets 1.65 per from the Oilers and another two from the Predators. So the Predators have been on the other side of that with Mike Ribeiro, Scott Hartnell, and had some success with moves like that. And so with that in mind, we want you to jump in for You Just Made the List. And I'm going to use that as sort of a future You Just Made the List, but I already know it's going to happen. So I'll start it, Chase. You ready?
Go ahead.
On the list are all the people who are going to, the minute Kyle Turris scores a goal, whenever the season starts next season, January 1st, January 8th, January 15th, whatever it is, Kyle Turris will score a goal. And you will have all the people on Twitter going, ha, 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 the Predators are paying him more than the Oilers. I can't believe it. You know, there's going to be those people, right, who are just going to bask in the whole debacle of the whole thing, right? I wish Kyle Turris well. Right, it's not going to take him a whole lot of production to be a nice pickup for the Oilers. Right, it doesn't mean it was the bad move or the Predators just mishandled the whole situation. Right, it just wasn't a fit for whatever reason. It didn't work. Right, and when he faltered, they decided to go in a different route, go in a different direction with Matt Duchene, and there wasn't a spot for Kyle Turris, and it became a big dilemma, and not all of it was Kyle Turris's fault, but some of it was they gave him plenty of chances to produce, and he did not produce at his contract. They had to do something. So, and I will even go out on a limb and say when Kyle Turris starts doing pretty well for the Oilers,
yep,
which he could, and I'm going to say he will. Let's just say for argument's sake, he will. Don't be that guy who starts tweeting and says, I can't believe this. Didn't they know this? Why did they get rid of Kyle Turris? You see, they're paying him more than the Oilers are. For all those people, preemptively,
you just made the list.
You're going to be on the list.
I totally agree with that.
Because you know it's coming. You know, there's already some sarcasm on the Twitter right now. It's like you wanted him out, right? So then don't don't worry about how he does with the Oilers, right? Whatever he does, it's good for Kyle. I wish him well. We know on a personal level, he's a great guy. He's got a great family. We want him to do well. It just wasn't going to work out here, right? They couldn't bring him back at that price.
Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, you used the term lesser of two evils. The two evils being knowing that they couldn't trade him. They tried. It was either buy him out or try to shoehorn him back into the lineup this year. They couldn't right. do that.
It was the right move for both sides. And mine is that
this could work. Him with Draisaitl and with some of those guys as sort of a cheap guy who's got some skill, it could work.
Yeah. Mine is along the same lines, and then I actually have a good list too. But the Keyboard Warriors, and this was, I was going to kind of do this, not really anything specific, but you see it all the time, and you know, with what we do, if there's somebody that disagrees with, excuse me, sorry about that, something that we say, they want to just tweet at us, and then a lot of times if you reply, they're like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And then they run and hide. Okay, if you disagree with me, that's fine. And I've heard Darren give this speech a lot. If you want to have a conversation with me on Twitter or calling the show, I'm fine with that too. We're not all going to agree on everything. But don't be the keyboard warrior that insults me and, you know, curses at me and says whatever because you know you can just go run and hide. You know, be a big person about it and let's have a conversation. And that happens a lot, and I've seen this a lot, you know, from Pred's Twitter on, you know, David Poile sucks, he needs to go away, and if somebody disagrees with them, they just go into insulting you don't know anything. Well, no, I actually do. I do know something. I've been covering this team for a long time now. I think I know a thing or two about them, and if you want to hear my opinion on why I think that while things haven't worked the last couple of years the way that everybody hopes, why I think David Poile deserves an opportunity to try and fix this, then I'll give it to you. If you disagree, fine. But the insulting whatever you want to call them, you guys and girls are always on
you
the
just
list.
Made the list!
So we were kind of on the same page there.
Okay. And I'll give you one other one that I had sort of in my pocket before the Turris signing just came down right before we started the segment. And in just a moment, we'll get to your reaction. 615-737-1025. Jump on in there. On the list are all the people that love to jump on the national announcers, right? We had the discussion about Gary yep. Danielson earlier this week. So-and-so is always biased against our team. He doesn't like our team. He's always clearly rooting against our team, and he's so clearly rooting for the other team. That's not how it works. The latest example is Joe Buck. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm not Joe Buck's biggest fan, and he does.
I like Joe Buck.
He's done all of these huge games, Super Bowls, World Series, everything. I don't have the fondness for him that I do for a Bob Costas or a Marv Albert or a, you know, an Al Michaels, Vin Scully. He's not my favorite, Joe Buck, but he's a pro, right? He does a good job. You may not like him great, but the stuff that he takes on Twitter is brutal. It just carve him up. Last night he was, quote, trending. And he did make a gaffe, right? And he's the right age. He probably should know. He should have gotten the gag of A Tribe Called Quest. I don't know if you know that group, but
yeah,
they have a song called Can I Kick It?
Yep.
Right? So a guy makes a field goal, and the song is playing, Can I Kick It? Yes, you can. And he says, Can you dig it? So he goofed it up. He messed it up.
That happens.
And he was the right age. He should. That's sort of in his generation. So there was a disconnect there. And so when that happens, the piling on is just ridiculous. And then while you're at it, you just take your best shot. And a lot of them don't even tag Joe Buck on Twitter. They just hit him and they just carve him up.
Keyboard Warriors.
The Keyboard Warriors. So it's related to yours, Chase, but, I mean, you got nothing better to do than to just shred the guy. I'm sensitive to it, of course, because we all get it, right?
Sure.
Every one of us gets it, whether you're doing a sports talk show or a Predators game or whatever game you're doing. You're going to get smoked on Twitter when you screw up like that. But come on, give the guy a little bit of a break. When you're on live television that many hours doing as many big games, you're going to mess some stuff up. You're human, right? So to all of you that filled some time last night taking your shot at Joe Buck.
You just made the list.
And no, the national announcers are not biased against your team. They're not. Okay?
They're not.
They're not.
And you always have the people that they want to go, you make millions of dollars. You should get this stuff right. Like, why do we always have to go to that? I mean, you're still, just because you make millions of dollars, that doesn't mean you remember everything.
Right. Well, Matt Vasgersian had one last night. He made a reference to, well, and it was him and a guy on the graphics. They put a graphic up about David Price and his accolades and the fact that he's not there with the Dodgers. And they had him as the 2010 Cy Young Award winner. And he is not the 2010. He was 2012 when he won it. So that was a big mistake by the graphics person. That's not on Matt Vasgersian. But Vasgersian was referring to the 1982 Brewers and how they were missing a couple of key pieces, but he got one wrong historically. You know, but it's going to happen. You do as many games as those guys do.
And Matty V is one of the best in the business.
That's why he's doing these games, right? Yep. You don't get there by accident.
For two networks.
Right.
And three networks.
And you always want to hold these guys to the highest standard when you get to do those games. I get that. But they get just torn apart for the little things when it's kind of like you can't win, right? You can't win if you're in there. And so I admire those guys for the ability to just be able to shrug that off.
Yeah.
All the stuff that inevitably comes with doing the big games.
The best approach I've seen from that is Adam Amin in his Twitter bio has, at the very end, I hate your team. But he just gets it out of the way. So he hates everybody's team, regardless of who it is. Insert team name here. Adam Amin hates your team.
Okay. Let me throw in a good one real quick because I really like this guy a lot. So NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer makes the announcement last night that he's stepping out of the race car full-time and moving into the Fox Sports booth, which is what he did during COVID when they were doing all the virtual races. He did a really good job with that. He certainly has had a future once his driving career was done. So no surprise. And he's one of the classiest guys and funniest guys you'd want to sit and have a beer with. He sat with us at our table last year here in Nashville during the awards show. And we had the equipment malfunction and blame Bowyer, but he's awesome, and so I want to put him on the good list, and congrats on a great driving career. Can't wait to see him in the TV booth starting in Daytona.
The Canucks have signed Braden Holtby to a two-year deal. There's a lot of two-year deals being floated out there, so they have their new goalie, which means Jacob Markstrom will be moving on. A lot of people speculate that he will end up in Calgary, so the musical chairs continue with Cam Talbot moving on to Minnesota. So it's hard to follow all this stuff, but there you go. All right, now it's your turn. 737-1025. We want to hear who's on your list. And we need your participation. Party Foul gift card. Is it the greatest prize in the world? Is it $1 million? Is it a scholarship? No. But it's a nice prize, and we need some help here. Jump on in there. Make our show better. This is Friday. Let's have some fun. Don't make us beg for calls. We know some of the loyal people will be in there for sure, but we want some new blood. You got anybody on your list? Jump on in there. Something ticking you off?
I can.
Something about the NFL investigation, something about the Titans, something about us. We can take it. 615-737-1025.
We can kick it.
We can kick it, and we can dig it.
And we can dig it.
737-1025. We're coming back with You Just Made the List next. All right, you've responded.
Well done, Elijah.
Well done, Elijah.
Had to. Be remiss if
this is, for those that didn't watch the game last night, A Tribe Called Quest. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
And along those lines, it was interesting to watch the ex-Titans Kickers Club last night. Cairo Santos with the game winner and Ryan Succop kicking for the Buccaneers. Wasn't that interesting? As we were watching, those guys had Cody Parkey, too, is on somebody's roster I saw. I can't remember what team he's kicking for, but I saw him out there last Sunday, and he made a kick. Who was it? Was it the Colts? No.
No, the Colts have the kid from Georgia.
That's right. They got Rodrigo Blankenship.
Hot Rod.
Yep.
Hot Rod. It's easy to recognize him when he's out there with those specs. But
I can't keep up with all the Titans kickers.
It is a musical chairs, but that's life of the kicker. All right. We got a lot of people that want to weigh in, so jump on in and join us at 737-1025. Tell us who's on the list. Let's start with Mike in Gallatin. Mike, who is on your list?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Awesome. So, Willie, you can empathize maybe a little bit with me here. So I want to put my LSU friends on the list, particularly the ones that are extremely the best way to do it is just to explain the situation. So leading up to Vanderbilt versus LSU, I was receiving text messages from LSU articles and things like that talking about how LSU is going to come out for blood, blah, 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 against Vanderbilt. And they send me these messages, and I don't reply back to them because there's really no point. It's like, okay, why do I care? I'm a big Vandy fan, yes. I'm going to support them to thick and thin. That's fine. Ramping up to game day, should I bet $100 on the spread against Vanderbilt? Should I do this? And it keeps ramping up, and I'm doing all I can to not, snap back and say something. Why do I care? Vanderbilt's done nothing to you or any other organization to cause you to, boast, brag, or anything about it. Then during the game, every touchdown, it's gifts of, the Tiger mascot, inappropriate gifts of the Tiger mascot. You can imagine. It's there all game. And it finally got around, the third quarter where we're just getting murdered. And I sent a text message back and said, congratulations. Woohoo! Good for you. And I just laid it all out there. The top just blew open. And I'm like, I can't wait for some of our other Vandy sports, like women's bowling, tennis, anything to come back. So I can just start texting people everything that I possibly could for any positive Vanderbilt sports stuff just to get on their nerves. Because good Lord, our football team is in a tough situation. I don't know if the entire season is going to honestly be any better than what it could be. I hope so. I really do. We got a better shot this week than I feel like we did last week. But man, why am I a glutton for punishment for this? I have no idea. But I can't wait for baseball season. I can't wait for baseball season. We're going to open up a can of every text message every day. Look out. So all right.
You just made the list.
Big SEC Vanderbilt haters. You can,
Yeah, so the section of people that like to harass the Vanderbilt football people on Twitter, they're on the list. Okay, Mike, good stuff. Thank you for getting us started.
Don't pick on
me. We're off and running.
Right, leave us alone. Please.
Congratulations for beating Vanderbilt football. That seems to be the...
That's like beating the Jets.
At this point, yes.
I had a teacher in high school that was a huge Vanderbilt fan. And he used to always say, I'm a diehard Vandy fan. I die hard every week.
Yeah. We can take it.
We can make fun of ourselves.
We've been hearing it for 30 years. We can take it. So we got tough skin. All right. 737-1025.
And by the way, the kicker you were – so Cody Parkey with the Browns. Is that what you were thinking of?
That's right. He got the kick a few last week, scoring all those points against the Cowboys there. All right, let's go to Davis up next. Davis, welcome in to the show, and tell us who's on your list.
On my list is Scotch painter's tape, specifically the line marking kind. We used it to paint a wall. We're painting some walls in the new house, and when we pulled it back up, it pulled off the existing paint on the wall.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, that's not good.
I hate when that happens. So did you specifically check the brand? Some brands, it won't happen. When you peel this off, it will not take the paint off, and then it still happens.
Yeah, I would say we didn't check specifically, but it's one of those things that we were just real disappointed because now I have to go back and paint where the painter's tape was.
So painter's tape still took the paint off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
You just made the list!
That's worthy. Davis, well done. The painter's tape. It's one thing you just took your run-of-the-mill tape. But painter's tape is supposed to specifically not do that, right? Huh. 737-1025. Next up, we go to Barrett. Barrett, what's going on? Who's on your list?
Hey, there's plenty of reasons to hate Joe Buck, but not for that reason. He just got confused. He was doing his Cyrus from the Warriors. Can you dig it? You remember that scene from the first?
Oh, yes.
He was having Warriors flashbacks.
Now, Barrett, that is the best reference of the day right now. I highly recommend the cult classic, The Warriors, from like, what would you say, Barrett? 1979, something like that?
I think it was like 82, 83. I was in high school.
Really? You think it was that well into the 80s that way? I don't know. I'm going to say the late 70s, but we're in the ballpark regardless. But
right,
that's it. Cyrus is a good call.
79 through 82, somewhere in there. Walter Hill directed the film. But so Jared Stillman is on the list, okay?
Well, there's a big surprise.
Never heard that before.
He's talking and talking and talking, and I don't see how Floyd can't just reach over and punch him. I really don't. I admire Floyd Reese more than most men because if it was me, he'd have done been laid out years ago. But he's talking about having his decorator come to his house. What? A grown man going to have a decorator come over? What kind of sport guy has the decorator come, the interior designer? And it just had nothing to do with nothing. And I was like, okay, that's the last straw, buddy. You're on the list, pal.
So no interior design talk on a sports talk show. You're just saying that's where you draw the line.
I mean, come on. We don't want to hear about your decorator. it's all Smurf furniture, probably.
All right. Barrett, thanks for calling. I'm sure we await the next time Barrett gets on the list.
I'm just going to leave that one alone.
All right, let's go next to Paul. Paul is next up on the show. Paul, tell us who's on the list.
I'll take him talking about his decorator over his 9 or 10 televisions that lasted for a month or two. But it's not Stillman for me. I want to stick on your social media theme. Now, I hate social media, but my children and interns have told me how it's critical for everyone's business and their life just can't be complete without it. So I've invested the time. I try to do it. It's laborious. It's just a chore. I don't enjoy doing it. But someone surfaced this week and in about 2 hours did more than I was able to accomplish in the last couple of years. So the fly on Mike Pence's head is on my list because 2 tweets in, he's done better than I've been able to do with my business in a couple of years. So throw that fly on the list.
You just made the list.
The fly on the head took over Twitter, or took over all social media. There is no question about that. And it happened within, 2 minutes?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, within 2 minutes, that's all. You just knew. Like,
goes
Twitter,
viral.
It's over. Twitter's over. Right there. Right then and there. As soon as you saw that. Good stuff. Thanks a lot, Paul. All right, 737-1025. We got time for one or two more. Let's go to Nate up next. Nate, welcome in. Who's on your list?
The NFL is on my list. Now, the Titans definitely are to blame for some of their actions or non-actions for what's going on. But what we've been talking about all day, the league needs to put their big boy pants on, pull them up like Steve Urkel, come out and admit when they are wrong. It's obvious that their protocols were not foolproof and never were going to be foolproof because you changed your protocols. So you're basically admitting guilt without saying it. So the NFL, you're on the list.
You just made the list.
Good job, Nate. I tend to agree. One thing we failed to mention from the Mike Florio thing, he speculated, and it was speculation. But he thinks the most likely time that the NFL announces the findings would be around 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, just for what it's worth. We'll see if he's right. Let's go next to Tim, and then we'll end with Adam. Tim, welcome in. Who's on your list?
All right. So, hey, guys, let me preface this by saying that I'm quite all right with my selection being on the list. I could care less, but I got to put UT fans on the list. And I think it's funny, as a Georgia fan, listening to UT fans really getting themselves worked up to the point where they think they got a shot tomorrow. And I understand that they have a better team, and, you know, Georgia had to go through the same thing a few years back when they were getting out of the gutter. But listening to the radio around Nashville today, it's just funny to me how UT thinks that this is going – UT fans think this is going to be such a close game and down in the dirt. And I just think it's funny, and I want to put them on the list because it's not going to be close. And even if it is, it'll feel a lot worse than it is.
You just made the list.
All right, Tim. Well done. We will talk more about that game in Pick 6. We'll have a lot of discussion about Tennessee Georgia for sure. All right, final caller, Adam, who is on your list?
Well, you guys didn't have to wait too long. Jed Stillman.
Okay.
All right. First off, Jared. Please realize you live in Middle Tennessee, which is in the South. So you live in Nashville, which is a progressive city. You might want to take into consideration that everyone listening is not necessarily as progressive and as intelligent as you are. So, for God's sake, please stop talking about politics on the sports show. That's why I listen to this. So I don't have to be bombarded with political garbage, or your point of view and how it may differ or not differ from mine. I don't care what your political views are. Tell me about football. Tell me about anything about sports. Here's a crazy idea. Let's white race talk. But besides that, come on, man. Jared, you made the list, buddy.
All right, Adam, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Adam.
Not unusual for Jared to get on the list. He wears it.
He lives on the list.
Yeah. Okay. We'll wrap it up there. When we come back, there have been some big signings in the NHL. As we continue to move on through day one of free agency, we'll catch you up in just a moment. And don't forget, at 1 o'clock, we have got our man from Paramount Sports, Lee Sterling. He'll set the table for you, give you his picks this week, and then we will do our pick six. We're going to have some fun. And we will feature Tennessee against Georgia and give you our take on that one. A lot to get to, so let's step away. Chase, we're going to take the 20 and then stretch it into a full so we can regroup. It's another fast
Sounds like a plan.
Show. All right, we're coming back with more after this. Chase, this is one of the highlights. This is one of the reasons you need to watch the Warriors.
The song?
The song and the music throughout is pretty good. It's just such a great theme throughout. It's just, I'm pretty sure, I have to look it up. Maybe look it up, Elijah, the movie The Warriors. 1979 is my recollection. But
it sounds very 80s, very synthy, very 80s.
But it's right as it's turning.
It kind of sounds late 70s, early 80s.
It's right in that line where you have a lot of synthesizer stuff.
Oh, yeah, very, very synthy. But I can do a quick, like this right here? A little funky.
It kind of goes along the lines of the album 1984, Van Halen, the late great Eddie Van Halen that we lost this week. He got in on synthesizers and experimented with all of that, and it created one of the greatest rock albums of all time, with Jump and other songs on that album. That it wasn't just him on guitar; it was him playing the synth.
1979 is when the Warriors came out, so it is a cult classic. You're not looking at an Academy Award winning film. It's like so bad it's good sometimes, that type of thing, but you will laugh. And so we mentioned that in the last segment, so I thought we would bring it strong because that is a highlight.
Very good.
All right. We got all kinds of stuff going on. with the signings. Okay, first and foremost, we didn't mention this earlier. I know a lot of people had a lot of interest in Pat Maroon, and why wouldn't you? He's been on the last two Stanley Cup winning teams. He's got that net front presence, meanness. The Lightning were smart enough to say, I'm not letting him go. So they have re-signed Mr. Maroon to a one-year deal. But that's not the biggest thing that has been happening here. Dylan DeMello has re-signed in Winnipeg, it looks like.
Yep.
That was a guy that was speculated maybe to be a defenseman the Predators could have interest in. Colin Blackwell, the former Predator, has signed
with the New York
Rangers. Speaking of the Rangers, Adam Vigan put out there on Twitter something he said on our show at 10:45. Jesper Fast is a player that the Predators have interest in. I asked him for one name that if you had to predict one that they would sign, he said Jesper Fast. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. But with Blackwell going to the Rangers, maybe Jesper Fast, that makes it even more likely. We'll see. Mike Hoffman has a new home.
Hang on. Or is that this is where the PSA needs to come into effect.
Watch out for fake accounts.
Yeah, I was just looking that one up because I think what you were about to say was a fake account. So
you're talking about Mike Hoffman?
Yeah. Yep. Because it was retweeted by Dan Rosen.
Oh, and he was like, man, these fake accounts. Yeah, somebody gets it every time.
There's a fake David Pagnotta that put out there that it was Mike Hoffman, 5-year deal worth $30 million. I don't think that's...
Okay, so let's hold off on that. It looks like Mike Hoffman, for the moment, is still out there. There has been a goalie musical chairs thing that has happened. Cam Talbot has gone to the Wild.
Yep.
Jacob Markstrom appears to have gone to the Flames, right?
Yep, that appears to be done.
And the Vancouver Canucks have signed Braden Holtby.
And there were a lot of goalies available. It was a pretty good goalie market.
And there still are some available. Henrik Lundqvist has signed with the Capitals. It'll be very strange to see him in that uniform.
With Peter Laviolette.
There are a number of other small signings. I don't think we can go through all of them, but I would characterize this as sort of jumping out and trying to grab guys you like at money that makes sense. The most entertaining one, I think, for Predator fans would be that Kyle Turris has signed a 2-year deal with the Edmonton Oilers. 2 years at $1.65 million per year after being bought out by the Predators.
So let's say this, that the Predators do have to pay the $2 million.
Oh, yeah. That's in stone no matter what. Yeah.
Somebody asked that.
He will get two paychecks. He will get two paychecks every month. In fact, there was a great story that our buddy Stu Grimson told one time where he was with Mike Ribeiro as he was basically walking around with his check from the Coyotes. And so he just looked at Stu and he's like, Arizona, man. It's like you can't beat it, right? I don't know. That just ran out, right? Mike Ribeiro, I think, was still getting checks even after he was released by the Predators. So it's not all bad. You keep getting paid. That money, those checks
guaranteed.
Cash. Guaranteed.
But I know some people don't understand that. Like, you know, if you're
it's not
a novice
offset.
Hockey
It's not an
fan,
offset thing.
So Jeremy asked me on Twitter, you know, do the Predators still have to pay him $2 million for 8 years? Yep.
Yep. Yes, they do. All right. Is there anything else we have missed on that?
Not that I have seen. We know Wayne Simmonds to Toronto was out there. That was pretty early on. It is interesting because we talked about that there was no legal tampering period this year, but there have been some signings that have happened pretty fast. So not that surprising.
But nothing beyond 3 years. Almost everything. One, two, and a couple of threes. Way more twos than anything else. And even the guys that have re-signed. Radko Gudas would be a rare exception. 3 years, $2.5 million per year with Florida. But yeah, it's really, it's been interesting. It's a little bit of bargain hunting, I would say, right now. So
yeah,
we will keep
you. Because Holtby's only a 2-year deal. So
yeah, even the goalies. Cam Talbot got 3, but Holtby gets 2.
Pierre LeBrun put out Dallas and Anton Hudobin's camp have circled back to each other. So see what happens there.
All right. When we come back, we will touch on, because we're going to go pretty much full-on football during the 1 o'clock hour, we will touch on the baseball playoffs, set the table for what's been going on there with the Braves advancing, and we'll touch on a couple other things, the NBA Finals.
Sad news out of the baseball world, too.
And sad news out of the baseball world, no question about it. So with that in mind, we'll take a break, come back with more here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Don't forget Pick 6 coming up in the next hour. ESPN The Game Nashville has your coverage of the Major League Baseball playoffs presented by Gary Force Acura tonight on 94.9. It's Game 5 of the ALDS, the final game to be played this round. Aaron Judge and the Yankees taking on Randy Arozarena and the Tampa Bay Rays at 6 o'clock. That is going to be a battle. It's gone the distance. Yankees hold off elimination with a win last night. They broke it open late. And we shall see. The winner plays the Astros, who have advanced. Oh, the Astros. Boy, are they hitting some bombs. A record for the most home runs hit in a best-of-five series in Major League Baseball history. Shattered the record. And you might have noticed, the series didn't even go 5 games. It was in 4 games.
Yeah.
It was home run derby. So, bummer. The A's. That's the team I was really hoping
would do well.
I was kind of on their bandwagon, and they're gone.
I was, too. I was thinking, but I didn't think Houston would get out of the wild card round, and here we are. So, setting up.
29-31.
Yep.
29-31, they're one series away from going to the World Series with a losing record.
But
that's never happened before.
That's what you get. That's what you get with this setup.
That's
I watched most of those
get.
Games, too, and I heard no trash can banging, so.
You were listening
good.
For that,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, intently. Yeah. Volume was up as high as it could go.
Is it possible they have any new tricks?
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, professional cheaters, they find a way to do it.
A smaller trash can.
Maybe it's plastic.
Ooh, I like it.
Plastic trash can.
A plastic trash can, less noise, but still able for it to be heard on the field, but not caught by camera mics.
Maybe they hack into the fake crowd noise and, you know, have something like a random yell.
Ooh, yeah. They modify the crowd noise for certain pitches to be played.
There you go.
And whoever's in charge of the PA is actually an Astros cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
We had Paul Byrd on our show not long ago, and while that was happening, the Braves had sent Kyle Wright back to the alternate site, the alternate universe.
Yep.
Right? This year in Major League Baseball, no minor league baseball. So you had 30 on the regular roster, and then you had 30 at an alternate site. And that was your pool of players to pick from. And it comes to mind when you start thinking about the Titans roster, potentially, on Tuesday. If they get through another day, no positive test today, if they get through another day, you're going to see some names in their uniforms on Tuesday that you've never seen before. And a lot of them, perhaps. Or guys that, unless you were really watching training camp closely, you may not recognize. They're going to be digging deep. And the Marlins had to do that, right? They were pulling from that. They were bringing guys off the street to get them to the alternative site so that they could bring it up to the Marlins. So all that to say, Kyle Wright got sent to that alternate site because he just couldn't get anybody out. He would be great for an inning or two, and then he'd just blow up and have a bad inning with control or walk a couple guys, then give up a home run, and it was not good. Paul Byrd spelled it out perfect. He said he's just not locating. The stuff is there. He goes to the alternate site, and they just say, well, why don't you try sliding over to the other side of the rubber? And I don't know if it's just that simple, and it's not, but it's amazing how one thing can make a breakthrough that is as simple as that. and Kyle Wright gets six scoreless innings in his first postseason start. I would have thought there was no way he was even going to get another start for the team. And a lot of things had to happen for him to even get an opportunity. Other guys had to sort of get hurt, like Cole Hamels couldn't get healthy and some other things that were going on. But boom, all of a sudden, he's going to be starting against the Dodgers for a chance to go to the World Series.
Yep, and he got himself – I mean, there were a couple of bases-loaded situations that he got himself out of, remained calm in those situations. So he looks like a completely different – a completely different person, pitcher right now. And I, you know, as a Braves fan, I was worried going into the playoffs, what was the rotation going to be like? Got to tell you, I feel pretty good right now, considering that they have not given up a lot of runs in the wild card round against the Reds and then sweeping the Marlins. They're looking pretty good. And that's even with Max Fried, you know, having a little bit of an issue.
Yeah,
in
he had
game
a hiccup
one.
Early in the game in game one.
But the bullpen was able to get him out of it. The bats are going right now. I mean, they up and down the lineup, they have guys that can contribute. So bring on the Dodgers. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a good matchup, and I have faith in the Braves.
It'll be fun to watch. Getting the Dodger lineup out is a whole different issue than getting the Marlins or even the Reds out. But that being said, they're playing about as well as you can hope for at the right time. A lot of local guys involved still.
Yeah.
This is something we say every year, but it doesn't matter who the teams are. You pick a cross-section of Major League Baseball teams, you're going to find some people with local ties to this area. So what we've seen so far, Ryan Weathers with the amazing debut at age 20 after not pitching higher than A-ball because he was at the alternate site from Loretto. We got Mookie Betts doing his thing for the Dodgers. Walker Buehler, who has been battling an issue with a blister, so we still don't know how far he'll be able to go into the games. It's going to be critical, though. He'll get the ball maybe in game one against the Braves coming up on – that first game is Monday night, I think. You've got Kyle Wright, as we mentioned. We know Dansby Swanson, who had a nice game two and game three for the Braves, so he's playing well. I didn't know this. I had forgotten this, if I knew it ever. Ian Anderson, the great young pitcher for the Braves, who has really come on. He's a key guy in this series. He was a Vanderbilt commit. Of course, he chose to sign pro out of high school. Did you know that, Chase?
Yeah. No, I did.
Wow.
I did. So it's funny how it all works out. And I actually, when we were texting about that, I actually saw him pitch in, I think it was low A. It was the Rome Braves. I think they're low A. I saw him pitch a few years ago when he was working his way up. So pretty cool to say that you saw a guy now in the majors in that such a low level. I mean, we've all seen, you know, here in Nashville, can remember guys pitching, you know, playing for the Sounds and then at the next level. But seeing a guy at the very beginning in low A and now in the major leagues was pretty cool.
Imagine if Vanderbilt, on top of all the great pitchers that have pitched here in Nashville for the Commodores, if they had had guys like Ian Anderson and Ryan Weathers pitching for them, because those are among the guys that signed. Another guy is Dylan Cease, who pitches for the White Sox. He's quite a pitcher right now. That's another guy from the past that decided to go pro, and you like it for them that they made it, right? They made the right choice for them, even though they passed up a chance to play college ball. It can work out both ways sometimes. All right. What about the NBA Finals?
Well, hang on. There's some news out of the National Hockey League. Anton Khudobin has signed a $3.5 million annual salary deal with the Dallas Stars. He's going back.
So he's staying with the Stars. They almost couldn't let him get away. But I'm sure that was not in their
three-year
budget.
Three-year deal.
Wow.
And then Elliot Friedman reporting, hearing Matt Murray extension in Ottawa is 4 years, $25 million.
Not surprising. So they've got their guy. The Rangers have signed Keith Kincaid to a two-year contract. Interesting move because they have the two great young Russian goalies, which is the reason they let Henrik Lundqvist go. So they signed Kincaid, I guess, is veteran insurance to be the backup, but you've got two. So what do you do with the other guy? Right? They both did very well. Are you going to trade? Are they going to trade one? That'll be something to watch for.
Yeah, I know. So going to be even more corresponding moves as some of these signings happen. But it is interesting that so far, now the Murray extension, I think, is the longest one we've seen, but we're seeing 2 and 3 year deals. And one thing that Elliot pointed out on Twitter with some of these was, and I'll see if I can find the exact tweet that he put, but basically it was to the effect of a lot of 2 year deals, hashtag expansion. So that is something to keep in mind.
Yes.
That there are a lot of teams could be signing these guys for the extra year because they know they're going to expose them for Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Strategy. Thinking
like
out
somebody
ahead.
Like Kyle Turris. You think if it doesn't work in year one with Edmonton, I mean, is he somebody that they would try and persuade Seattle to take?
Yeah, I think there's no question there will be a lot of teams that take a different strategy this year than they did the last go-around with Vegas. I don't think there's any doubt, because Vegas played a bunch of teams. Played them. All right, two quick things. Chase, you mentioned Whitey Ford passed away. That's the news in baseball. Very sad news.
The chairman of the board.
The chairman of the board, the legendary pitcher for the Yankees in the 50s and 60s. So sad news there. And then I want to go to the NBA desk at the studio. Elijah Campbell, give me 30 seconds on the game tonight. Is there any hope that the Heat extend this thing, or is it over?
Don't cuss.
LeBron James is almost 80% in his career in playoff closeout games. They're wearing the Kobe Bryant jerseys tonight. It's over. That's all you need to know. It's over. The Campbell abode in Murfreesboro will be tarped up. The champagne bottles are being bought, and we're going to act like we won the NBA title tonight. There is no chance. Miami Heat, good team. Thanks for coming out. Jimmy Butler had an incredible playoff run with one of the greatest NBA Finals games in NBA Finals history, but it's not going to be enough, especially if Goran Dragic can't play. Can't imagine that he will. Lakers is too good. Sometimes it helps to have two of the best three players on the planet on your team at once.
All right. With that in mind, we'll move on to the last hour. A lot of football next. Lee Sterling gets it started from Paramount Sports. We'll give you his picks, and then we'll have Pick 6.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.